Hallelujah. Let's jump those hands for Jesus. Jump those hands for Jesus. Put your hands on Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for the season of joy, the unending season of joy. Thank you because we've entered and we're going to continue to draw from this world in Jesus' name. And we just have an answer. So I want to thank our pastors, our senior pastors, for giving the youth the privilege, because I'm standing on behalf of the youth of CLA. And it's such a privilege to have our wonderful pastor. Just put our hands for our pastors. It's such one of the blessings you have when you're a Christian, is to have a shepherd after God's own heart. And we've been privileged to have those shepherds in this house. And you know, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. And if you have pastors you can follow, it's such a privilege that you can see how you can copy to live your Christian life. Thank you, pastors. Thank you, everyone. So this morning, we're going to be looking at a very simple topic. We've been looking at the joy. And this morning, we're going to be looking at the mystery of joy. I will enter His
glory. It's given in our hearts. I will enter.
Can we go to the next slide? The first thing I want to tell believers that God told me is that the devil is after your joy. You know, Bible says in John 10:10, says the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You know, I was just meditating and God was just speaking to me, say, why does the devil attack your finance? Why does he attack your children? It's just to take out joy from your life. He doesn't need your money for anything. He's a spirit. He doesn't spend money. But the only thing is after is your joy. But Jesus said there, he said, but I have come to give life. And life is joy. You know, wherever we have the birth of a new thing or the birth of a baby, it brings joy. He said, but I have come to give life. And give it more abundantly. More than you can ever think, God wants you to be joyful. I'm very careful not to use the word happy. Because happy is very, very different from joy. You know, happiness is about a circumstance. It's more about emotion. But joy comes from the depth of your spirit. And it comes from your association with who you know. That you know, I have eternal life. I have joy. The devil is after your joy. And that's why he's going to send things at your way to make sure he sniff out joy from you. You know, the first thing the devil is after your salvation. He doesn't want you to give your life to Christ. But you've made it past that hurdle and you are now in Christ. And the next thing he's going to fight against is your joy. Every day he's going to try to take joy out of your life. And believers need to be aware of it. Now we're going to look at what the mystery of joy is. You know, joy is an important factor in our Christian walk. Very, very important. And we're going to see scriptures that validate that joy is one of the most important factors you should hold on to there as a believer. If you lose your joy, you lose your strength. You know, Isaiah 61 verse 3, just go back to that previous slide. It says, this is the mission of Jesus. It says to console those who mourn in Zion. You know, this was a scripture God gave me and my family. He said to give them beauty for ashes. And he said to give them joy, the oil of joy. And today we're going to be privileged to have the anointing coming on us. As it comes on us, the oil of joy comes on us. So let's go to the next slide. So one thing about the mystery of joy is that joy brings life and strength. Life and strength. You know, Proverbs says in Proverbs 17 verse 22, it says a joyful heart is good medicine. A joyful heart is good medicine. But it says a broken spirit dries up the bones. You see, joy can take away sickness. It says a broken spirit dries up the bone. But a joyful heart, it's good medicine. You see, Nehemiah 8 verse 10b say, for this day is holy to our God. It said, do not sorrow. Why? The joy of your Lord is your strength. So when you hold on to joy, never leave it. Because it brings life and strength. It sustains you. Amidst the darkness around you, joy can be that candle of light that can spring forth and cause everything to change. So joy brings life and strength. The next thing we're going to look at about joy, it said your cycle of harvest is not complete without joy. You know how we have the planting season and the harvest season? It says your cycle of harvest. And we're going to see scriptures. The first one says, Isaiah 12 verse 3 says, therefore with joy you draw water from the wells of salvation. You know, we can pray so much and without joy we can't receive. Because how you receive is with what? Joy. So with joy we draw. So if you don't have joy, you might be standing at the well and you can't get water. See John chapter 4 when Jesus met the woman at the well. You know what the woman said to Jesus? He said, you don't have anything to drink from the well. But the woman had a valid question. He was asking Jesus, you want water to drink, but you don't have anything to fetch from. But you know what Jesus told her? He says, the water you drink, you will thirst. But the one I will give you, you wouldn't thirst again. And Joel says, out of our belly shall flow rivers. That's joy bubbling. So if you don't have joy, you can't receive from God. Proverbs 30 verse 5, it says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So if you're not joyful, you're making your night season longer. Joy only comes when? So if you want to bring your morning closer, what do you bring? That's why the devil is after your joy. He doesn't want you to find, lay hold of this treasure of joy and begin to maximize it. Psalm 126 verse 5 says, those who sow in tears shall reap where? You can keep sowing, no joy, you won't reap. You only reap in where? In joy. So the harvest is in joy. Your harvest is in joy. So without joy, you can't take possession of all. You know, I used to tell the teenager, one would do some less. I say, God, just imagine your dad deposit £100 million in an account and want it for you, but you can't access it. Why? No joy. Now, there's a song that says, joy is a fetcher. That's how we receive from God. We receive with what? With joy. And that's why I sang that. I say, I'll enter his gate with thanksgiving. I will enter his court. That's a man that has joy. then I will say this is the day, not any other day. Each day you say that is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. When you keep rejoicing, you keep saying, God, I'm open to receive. I'm open to receive. So the next one we're going to look at, say about joy. Next slide. It says, joy turns situations around. It changes things. Oh, I'll tell, joy turns situations around. You know, we look at Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. Paul and Silas in the prison. You know, they have every reason to be angry with God. They were doing the work of God. They were preaching the gospel. And they caught them and they beat them and they sent them into the prison. Bible says, and at midnight. They didn't look at their circumstance. They decided to what? Offer praises to God. They didn't look at the situation where they found themselves. You know, they were in chains, but their spirits were not in chains. Their spirits were in liberty to thank God. You know, James 1, he say, count it all joy. You know, that means you can have a point of view of joy that anything irrespective of the circumstance, you count it what? All joy. He's saying, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to it. I just imagine what the prisoners would be saying. This guy just came in this afternoon and they are happy. Don't worry, when they stay 2 weeks, they will understand what's happening. You know, that's why the Bible said the other prisoners were what? They were listening. They were wondering, what kind of people is this? You were in chains and you were still joyful? What kind of man is this? And that's the kind of person or people that God wants us to be. Christians that are joyful. Amidst the circumstance, amidst the situation around us, we remain joyful. He says, suddenly, and that's how it's going to happen. Suddenly, he said, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prisons were shaking. At once, all the prison doors flew open. It says, and everything came loose. Irrespective of all you're going through, when the presence of God comes, everything what? You know, that means a believer is not expected to be in the place of depression or sadness for long. It could be momentary because something happened, but that's not supposed to be your position. Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. To the next slide. And this, I wanted to end there, but God put it a little further. And it says, salvation is the first step to joy. And it's going to be an honor to have people, if you've not given your life to Christ, it means you're not been enjoying real joy. Because for you to come into this fold where you experience this joy, the first step is what? Salvation. It starts by giving your life to Christ. And say, Lord, I want you to be my Lord and my personal Savior. I welcome you into my life and I want you to be the captain over my life. You know, Jesus and the disciples, they were crossing over to the other side and the storm rose. You know, Bible says that Jesus was sleeping. The disciples, they beckon him. Carest not thou that we perish. There was something he knew within him. And the same thing, the storms of life are going to come. You know, it will be me lying to you that as a believer, you're exempted from challenges. You know, Jesus speaking to Peter, he says, the devil desire to sieve you like wheat. He didn't say, but I've taken you away from it. What did he say? So that means he's going to go through it, but the prayer is like a what? A strength to go through the journey. So as a believer, it doesn't mean you're exempted from life's trouble. Jesus even said, he said, in this world, you will have what? So at first in this world, you're going to have what? Your joy is going to be tested. So for you to be able to withstand it, the first step to it is salvation. You know, Isaiah 51 verse 12 says, restore to me. See, Isaiah 51 was, if you remember this psalm was the psalm when David wrote, when the prophet came and told him that, oh, he has killed the man and taken over the wife. So David wrote this psalm in a place of, oh, he has left God. And see what he said in verse 12. He said, restore to me the joy of what? So that means accepting Christ takes you into the first level of joy. So if you're not saved, if you don't have Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you're very far away from joy. What you might be experiencing might be happiness, but when things happen, it moves you away from that conviction of joy. So that's why I'm beckoning on you this morning. If you've not given your life to Jesus, this is a perfect opportunity. So that when the oil comes upon you, you begin to walk in that oil of gladness. 1 Peter 1, 8 and 9 say, though you have not seen him, you loved him. And even though you do not see him, you believed in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. So once you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you come into the first stage of joy. So this morning, I'm going to beckon on you. In the next few minutes, we're going to give an altar call. If you want to give your life to Christ, before the oil comes, it's an opportunity. Or you feel you've wandered away from Jesus so far that you feel I'm lost. I think I'm lost. I want to bring myself back to Christ. You know, I want to renew my relationship with Christ so I can begin to enjoy this joy. We're going to give you the opportunity to come forth. You know, that's going to be the best thing you're going to do today. Say, Lord, I gave my life to Christ. I renewed my relationship with you so I can enjoy this joy. So the next slide, it said the Holy Spirit is the source of joy. You know, I'm just trying to just drop these mysteries. These are just, for each of these points, we could have like an hour teaching on each of them. But this is just like a summary. It says, Galatians 5:22 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is love. The next thing is what? No, I told you as a believer that the first thing Satan is after is your salvation. After that is your joy. Because if the devil frustrates your joy, you wouldn't receive from God. And your Christian walk is not going, you're not going to maximize your Christian walk. So you see where joy comes in the fruit of the Spirit. So it means that joy is not something you get by yourself. It is the workings of the Holy Spirit inside the believers that produces what? Joy. So that's why your salvation is important. So it means salvation first, the Holy Spirit on inside of you, then joy begins to manifest. You know, Psalm 45 verse 7, this was about Jesus. He said, you have loved righteousness and hate what? Wickedness. This is a believer. He said, therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companion. By what? Anointing you with what? So if you're not saved, I'm so sorry, you can't experience this. This is solely for the believer. That's why I said you have loved. The condition is that you love what? And hate what? So someone that is not saved doesn't love righteousness. So that's why we're going to give an opportunity for you to come and, you know, renew that relationship with Jesus this morning. And when we renew that relationship and when the oil comes upon you, you're going to experience this anointing for what? joy. Our final slide. Like I said before, like your joy will be tested. It's going to be tested, to be honest. It will be tested. And I'm going to be lying to you if I tell you it's not going to be tested as a believer. But Jesus says we are more than conquerors. That's just the thing that makes the difference. That we are more than conquerors. Now Matthew 7:24-27 says, therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, we liken him to a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And that rock is Jesus. It says, and the rain. It didn't say if. It means the rain is going to fall. The rain is going to test you. And if you watch closely, there are three things that test the believer. First of all, it's what? The rain. The next one is the what? The flood. And the third one is the what? The wind. So as you live life, you're going to experience one of them or three of them. If you live so long enough, you're going to experience all of them. You're going to see the rain fall, the flood is going to come, and the wind. And each of them tests various aspects of the building, which is you. What does the rain test? Your covering. Where are you under? What's covering you? You know, that's why we have this family, this congregation as a church. Because we have a covering here. And that's why it's good for a believer not to be alone. The Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of what? That's where you find covering. And the next one is the what? The flood. The flood is going to test your foundation. How rooted are you in the word? That's what the flood is going to test. And the wind is going to stand your strength. How firm are you? So that's why everyone that wants to experience true joy, first thing is to give your life to Christ. So I'm going to give this opportunity. You know, salvation is something you need to declare publicly. And it's not something you need to say, oh, I want to say it in my mind. No. If you keep saying that, you're not going to stand for Jesus in the place that matters. So it's an opportunity. If anyone wants to give your life to Christ, you're going to walk forward and say, Lord, I accept you. He has made me glad. As the church is saying, if you want to give your life to Christ, you just come forward. And just say, Lord, I commit my life. I commit my life to you. I want to submit my life to you. Say, Jesus, I commit my life to you. Jesus, I commit my life to you. You need to commit your life to Jesus. It's an opportunity to say, Jesus, I want to stand for you. heavens are happy when one soul. And today I'm excited. And I enjoin you to be excited. Let's just be on our feet and just worship God. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.